Next item is subdivision 2006-53, JW and TG LLC as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2006-53 for JW and TG LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code. The items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Proposed subdivision density is less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. Proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities, or area roadways and public transportation. DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. The approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 12 lots within the subdivision. These lots are identified as lot numbers 2 through 13 on the preliminary site plan. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffer, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. Best management practice shall be used in the design, construction, and maintenance of the system to maximize groundwater discharge. D, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. E, a 30-foot forested agriculture buffer shall be shown on long boundaries bordering on any land used primarily for any agriculture purposes. F, as stated by the applicant, there will be a 20-foot buffer between the drainage swale and wetlands. G, all buffers from wetlands required by section 115-193B of the code shall be shown on the final site plan. H, the final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. I, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. J, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. K, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2006-53 JW and TG LLC as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.